Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 1st of April 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3570 megs by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7140 megs by Gary, VK7JGD. On 14130 megs by Jack, VK7IL, and on 28.525 megs by Tony, VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. RAOTC broadcast. A reminder to listeners that the April Old Timers Club broadcast goes to air on Monday night, April the 2nd, at 7:30 p.m. local time on the VK7RAA RTC network and at 8:30 over the VK7RTV RDR-RAK network. This month, there's a special feature on the flying mathematicians of World War I, including, amongst others, the perilous work of Keith Lucas and their pioneering contribution to aeronautics and subsequent aircraft design. The broadcast runs for 30 minutes, with callbacks to follow. Please check in if you're able. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. News from the Northwest, from the Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Club, or the NWTR and the TVG. Club General Meeting. Members and friends are advised the next meeting of the NWTR and TVG is a general meeting and is programmed for Saturday the 7th of April 2018. Yes, that's next Saturday. Venue is the Lions Club facility at the showgrounds, Flora Street, West Ulverston, with a start time of around 2 p.m. Activity following the meeting will be the sale and or giveaway of several items of equipment, including RG213 coax, test equipment, including a couple of vacuum tube voltmeters, Pioneer PX computers, a quantity of Digitech model MP5224 UPS, these are brand new, handheld radios, impedance bridge, just to name a few. As a normal practice, an open invitation is extended to anyone interested in the hobby of amateur radio and allied electronics to attend. And that's 73s until next time from Tony, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, the news officer of the NWTR and the TVG. Now moving across the top of the state a bit, northern news from the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC for short. Well, here it is, the 1st of April and April Fool's Day. Not a Fool's Day joke, but did everyone remember to turn their clock back this morning due to daylight saving ending at 2 a.m. this morning? We also wish all amateurs a happy Easter, and hopefully the Easter Bunny arrived loaded with lots of chocolates and other delicacies to munch on. As this news is written up on Friday night, we will provide a report next week on NTARC's involvement in the equine endurance event held at Santa Arena Park in Scottsdale. I'm sure many NTARC members will be slowly recovering from the lack of sleep after today, as this was a three-day series of events. Possible new annual national amateur radio event. From Nick, VK7BEE, comes news of a possible new annual event for those amateurs interested in the collection, restoration and operation of ex-military wireless equipment. This is an initiative by Mike Charteris, VK4QS, and would involve interested amateurs operating their ex-military gear on the first weekend following Anzac Day, commencing in April this year. Operation could be from home QTH, portable or mobile, and on whatever amateur bands the gear can accommodate. Possible portable sites could include locations with a military significance of any description. Unfortunately, the detail of the proposal has reached your scribe in a format that does not readily lend itself to easy summary for today's broadcast, at least while on the road. So we will attempt to summarise the underlying principles, etc., for next week's broadcast. We do understand that the detail is still to be worked upon, and Mike has requested feedback from interested possible participants, so the final format may vary from the initial outline. We can advise that Nick, VK7BEE, has volunteered to act as a log collection point for VK7, and he is maintaining close contact with Mike, so we should be able to keep all listeners up with progress in the weeks ahead. Thanks, Nick. Coming events: technical sessions, Wednesday the 4th of April from 7:30pm till 10:30pm in the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. The April General Meeting, Wednesday the 11th. The meeting is to commence at 19:30 hours, followed by a show and tell and, of course, supper. So, note this event in your diary. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We do have some cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in on Monday or Friday and see if there are any there waiting for you. We again confirm that the club room will be open tomorrow, Easter Monday, the 2nd of April. So why not pop in and catch up over a cup of coffee or tea? It might also be a good opportunity to dispose of all those surplus Easter eggs you accumulated over the weekend. Hot cross buns will be the order of the day. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us on these sessions, or at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie, but still not for some weeks, as the OM and I are continuing our break off the island on the big rock to the north. I'm still preparing and lodging the NTARC copy for the broadcast while away, internet connections permitting. So, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me, as the Secretary's laptop is on holidays with us. For the present, I can be reached at the following address, ypmaxwell@bigpond.com, and that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And now down to the bottom of the state and Southern News from the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated. REST Presentation Night. The monthly presentation night will be held this Wednesday at the Domain Club Rooms. The theme this month is digital voice modes, and all these modes have to offer. The entry level radio is extremely cheap, which is why it is perhaps taking off in leaps and bounds. Please come along for a 7:30 start, for it's surely going to be an interesting presentation and discussion. A midwinter boot sale. In the coming months, with an exact date to be announced, REST will host a boot sale. It will be cold, I hear you say. Well, not to fear, as REST and TMR will be providing a free sausage sizzle to celebrate the opening of the new TMR station, which will be open for inspection. The TMR volunteer staff will also be invited to attend, which will be a great opportunity to cross paths with those who occupy the area out the back. Rumour has it that there will also be a barista on staff for the day, making complimentary cappuccinos and lattes. More to come as we get a little closer to the date. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Continuing now with news from the South and Wednesday night experimenters. I'm sure there will be a roundup of last Wednesday night's experimenters group within this broadcast. However, a quick note on how pleasing it is to see such a large turnout at these evenings. The smell of soldering irons in the air and friendly banter makes for a great evening. Why not come along for a chat, a coffee, or even bring your latest whiz-bang doodad along? Please drive safely. As this broadcast goes to air, some may be travelling back after the Easter break over the next day or so. Please take care on the roads, take regular breaks if travelling a fair distance, and allow plenty of time. And that's 73 from Tony, VK7VKT, President of REST. Experimenters Night. There was a standing room only last Wednesday night in the club rooms. That was possibly due to all the radio museum pieces arriving from Barry's warehouse over the last weekend, thanks to Barry and Justin, VK7TW. We had Winston, VK7WH, with his remotely controlled Flex radio via his tablet, showing off the functionality. Ron Cullen was putting together an SDR radio kit he received over the internet. This kit involved placing a USB RTL dongle circuit board into a larger circuit board that provides down conversion so you can cover the HF bands. This involves the very careful soldering of enameled copper wire to very small surface mount chips, along with the winding of the small toroidal transformers. During this delicate operation, a surface mount LED flicked off the table onto the floor, and the eagle eye of Martin VK7MA spotted it, and a rescue was effected. Good stuff, Ron and Martin. Rex VK7MO was very worried that Justin was 17 dB down in signal to noise on 30 metres and was theorising that it could possibly be elevated noise level in South Hobart. Tom VK7NTK has been working on a standalone broadcast transmitter that has many neat features like web control, client-server communication for broadcast file distribution, and multiple playout in multiple locations. There was a eureka moment when we all suddenly heard the broadcast via RF from the new box. Fantastic progress, Tom. Justin was continuing the assembly of his 630-metre 500-watt amplifier construction. Ellie, who is YL of Ben VK7BEN, was very interested and asked many questions about what Justin was doing. Anya Ellie, I think we might have a prospective foundation licensee in training. Ellie was also very interested in Morse code, and Justin showed an UltraSlab application on the iPhone. We also started to plan the new DATV studio, as we now have all the furniture back into the room. We have a rest this week, as it is a presentation night, and get back underway with our Round to It Experimenters Nights on April the 11th in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you then, says Justin, VK7TW, with 73s, of course. Reist repeater update. Last Wednesday saw a handover between Dave, VK7 Delta Mike, and the new repeater coordinator, Damon, VK7 Sierra Delta. During the handover, a fault was immediately identified with the domain 146.7 2-meter repeater. Power output was down at a dismal 100 milliwatts. Damien, VK7SD, disassembled the PA on the clubroom benches and found a failed trimmer capacitor, which was quickly replaced. A quick realignment, tests, and then the repeater was placed back into service. A few signal checks confirmed the repeater was back in action. This has highlighted the requirement to replace the aging equipment, which is under discussion by the committee. Please note that the link has now been removed between the domain and Snugtier's 2-meter repeaters. We'd like to thank Barry and TMR, that's Tas Maritime Radio, for generously sharing this with us for the last few years. Presently, both repeaters are operating independently of each other. An assessment will be made by the committee as to the future of this service. Thanks must go to Dave, VK7DM, for his years of maintenance on the Reist repeaters, as well as Alan, VK7KAJ, and Larry, VK7WLH, for their assistance on the day. And that's 73 from Damien, VK7 Sierra Delta, the Reist repeater coordinator. And now for something completely different. Technology news. ICOM IC F52D/F62D series of VHF and UHF digital transceiver radios. The ICOM IC F52D F62D series VHF and UHF digital transceiver radios have the added benefit of being both analog and digital capable. The product has multiple operating modes including analog FM, IDAS, NXDN conventional, and upgradable to NXDN Type D trunking. Main features include full dot matrix display, rotary channel and volume knob for simple everyday operation, built-in Bluetooth voice recording, active noise cancelling functions, motion/stationary detection, man down and lone worker functions, OTAP, which is over-the-air programming, function, easily reconfigures in the field radios. The intelligent battery management helps to extend the battery life. Digital functions, that's voice and data, include direct mode communication, individual, group and all call, late entry for group call, status call and polling, short data messages, call alert, that's NXDN, GPS position data, That's optional HM233GP is required for that. Transparent data mode, AMBE plus 2 vocoder, and over-the-air programming or OTAP functions. OTAP manager, CSOTP M1 is required for that function. Analog functions include CTCSS and DTCS tone, two-tone and five-tone MDC functions, depending on the version. BIIS 1200 MSK, LTR trunking, depending on the version, and DTMF auto dial, sourced from the Critical Comms web and all that was. And if you understand all those abbreviations, you're a better man than I, Gunga Din. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Soja Group, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie in Launceston, and that includes this Monday, Easter Monday. REST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, and then the experimenters night, and the next of these will be on the 11th of April from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms in Hobart. REST, Microwave QSO Party, following after this Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM and then moves to 1296.2 MHz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area and beaming towards Launceston. At about 10:45, we move to 10368.2 on SSB and FT8, using Mount Wellington as a reflector. Coming events. REST, Wednesday, April the 4th, at 19:30 hours. That's a... I haven't written that in there, have I? That's a lecture evening, this coming Wednesday the 4th at 19:30 hours. Weiss and South on the 13th and 14th of April, endurance ride at Pyangana. NTARC, technical sessions, Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC, April general meeting on Wednesday the 11th at 19:30 hours. And the NWTR and TVG, their next general meeting, will be on Saturday the 7th of April, that's next Saturday, 2018, Saturday the 7th of April, 2018. A fast fact to finish. Scientists can turn peanut butter into diamonds. I must get a bottle of peanut butter and see what we can do then. If you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods and can be found at www.res.net.au. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Idris VK7ZIR, utilising repeaters from REST, NTARC and the NWTR and the TVG. 80 metres will be brought to you by VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7ALH. For 20 metres, we need a volunteer. And on 10 metres, Gary, VK7JGD. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all the people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Regional News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Regional News at 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the new web address for broadcasts. That's VK7ARNEWS or VK7 Amateur Radio News. VK7ARNEWS@gmail.com. Please note all this is now the address. Please note all. Oh dear. Please note all. This is now the address for news items for the VK7 Regional News. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 hours on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but we'll reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it's cheers and all the very best to you all from Mike, VK7, Foxtrot, Bravo.